I want to welcome you all here this morning, in a special way, the Catholic school kids and their parents as we start Catholic Schools Week tomorrow. What a wonderful privilege it is for us to have a vibrant Catholic school. Light of Christ is the 13th largest school district in North Dakota, which is pretty amazing. So we want to thank God today for the gift that the school has been for this community and Catholic schools across our country. Today is the beginning of the Gospel of St. Luke. It's important, I think, for us to remember. Sacred Scripture is inspired. St. Luke was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write. But it's not the words, the written words, that are the revealed Word of God, in a sense. The Word of God is Jesus. Jesus is the Word made flesh. The Church has always taught that God is present in four ways as we're here. Four ways. The Scriptures, when they're proclaimed in the Eucharist, after the bread and wine are consecrated, believe it or not, in the priest, and in the people praying as we pray, that God is present there. Now, Scripture has a privileged place, but divine revelation is Jesus. He reveals the divine to us. And we believe that when the Scriptures are proclaimed during Mass, especially the Gospel, that Jesus himself is speaking. We're not just reading something from 2,000 years ago. Luke wrote that for us, that Jesus is still speaking to us through sacred scripture. So he starts out today, right away, right off the bat. He's going to synagogues, preaching, and his first message, the Spirit is upon me, he's anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a jubilee year, a time of celebration, because he is in our midst. Just one thing. He came to set captives free. He came to set captives free. That's us. We're captives. He's made us in freedom, and he wants us to live in freedom. Anytime we meet someone who's free, right, that they're not concerned about what their neighbors think or their boss or anything, but they live in this freedom, there's something very attractive about that. Sadly, we don't have so much of that freedom all the time. But Jesus wants us to have it. And so today, simply ask the Spirit of God to show us, where aren't we free? What holds me bound? What holds me back? What am I afraid of? Where am I not free? And then simply to say to Jesus, Jesus, free me. We don't have to tell him how to do it. He knows how to do it. We just got to lay it before him and say, I want to be free here. This thing is holding me bound. I'm not the husband, the wife, the child, the boss, the student, the priest that I know you're calling me to be, because I'm bound. I'm held captive by this, and it'll never be the life you desire for me until I'm free. So please, free me, because that's why you came. The Israelites, Moses, very often, what he does when he prays, most of it, he's reminding God about his promise. Don't forget, you promised this, so you have to do it, or you're going to make us look like a fool, and actually, you're going to look like a fool, all right? And then God continues to hear him. Well, in a similar way, If Jesus came to set captives free, and we're not free, and yet we're baptized, incorporated into his body, then we just have to remind him, Jesus, this is why you came, was to set me free. So set me free, because that's why you came. May this Eucharist nourish us and give us the strength we need to cooperate with Jesus and to freely give him those things that are not free within us.